This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. One of our favorite guests is on now, at least by your emails. That's what you're telling us also. His website, English.DanielEstlin.com, is his main website. His new book, In the Shadows of a Presidency, is fantastic. If you want to see the dynamic and the stakes of what's going on just below the surface with Donald Trump, with the administration, excellent book. He's a geopolitical strategist. His connection with the intelligence communities of both Russia, America, all over the world, really, are world renowned. He brought the Bilderberg Group to the masses with his now absolutely famous books about the subject. His knowledge is very sought after. We're very fortunate to have him on. Daniel, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's wonderful to be back on your show. Thank you so much for the invitation. So much has happened since
yes.
the last time I was on, just about 2 months ago.
Yes, let's start with Cuba or with Putin. He says, if America is ready for another Cuban missile crisis, we're ready. Let's do it. What is it? What is he talking about?
I think there's a lot of bravado more than anything else. One of the problems with Russia today is we don't have an image of the future. Without an image of the future, knowing how your country is going to, you know, what your country will be, where it will be at in the next year, two, three, five, is not going to make you a viable a partner in any kind of a discussion. And then, unfortunately, Russia today is a country where its foreign policy is right-wing conservative. That's what Putin is. But the economic policy is right-wing liberal, which means that anything goes. And again, if democracy is control of society by Democrats, liberalism, not in the classical traditional sense of Voltaire, but in today's context of liberalism, basically it's the control of society by the banking financiers. So basically they feel that people and governments should work for them instead of for the national interest. So again, the problem with Putin today is that unfortunately he doesn't really have much say in what happens within the country itself. Internationally he does, but Russia's in a very bad state. All the stuff you read about in the mainstream media doesn't really, because again, people don't speak Russian, they don't understand the culture, they don't know anything about Russia. I read, you know, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, and Time Magazine, and CNN, I, you know, hear what they have to say. None of them understand Russia because they don't speak the language and they don't understand the culture. Since the last quarter of 2012, that's 25 straight quarters, the country has been going down, economically speaking. So in the last 6 years and one quarter, our economic output has been reduced in about 30%, meaning that we are about 30% weaker than we were 6 years ago, and there is no turning around because Russia's economy, as Russia's economic policy, is not written in Moscow, but rather in the offices of International Monetary Fund. Very few people understand this.
Okay, let's talk about Venezuela then. It seems like all the world is interested in a country that's mistreating their people all of a sudden. I mean, there's a lot of countries they can choose from, but they just happen to be interested in Venezuela. Why Venezuela is so important, and what is the dynamic we're seeing?
Well, you know, again, I know Venezuela. I speak Spanish fluently. I worked with the Joint Chiefs of Staff there. I work with the Supreme Court there. I don't know the president. I've never met him. And I don't know the other one who died, Chavez. But I know the country well, and I know the dynamics of Latin America very well because, again, I speak the language fluently. And whether it's 10 years ago, you had the entire continent being left-leaning. You see, Latin America is a kind of strange, too, because, I mean, it doesn't really fall into any kind of understanding how you would have in the United States of, you know, the Democrats and Republicans, or in Canada between the liberals and the conservatives. Latin America in general can be all left populism, meaning Chavez, meaning Maduro, meaning Cristina Kirchner in Argentina, or extreme right-wing despotic governments, such as was the case with Pinochet in Chile in 1973. There is no happy medium. It's one of the other two extremes. And whether it's 10 years ago, the entire continent, pretty much with the exception of Colombia, was left liberal because, again, the country is left liberal, like Bernie Sanders. Think of Latin America as Bernie Sanders of the United States. Now, all of these countries, Argentina is now right-wing, Macri, Uruguay is right-wing, Colombia is right-wing, Ecuador is right-wing, Paraguay is right-wing, Brazil is right-wing or extreme right-wing. So the only country that's fully left, two countries. countries in Latin America or in South America that are left-leaning liberals is Venezuela and Bolivia. Bolivia is fairly stable right now, but Venezuela is not. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Yes, there's a lot of mismanagement of the economy. As far as mistreatment of people, you know, again, the media, the propaganda is what it is. I mean, we can talk about mistreatment, whether you talk about Ukraine, whether you're talking about China, whether you're talking about the United States or Russia, anywhere in the world, depends on the dialectic. But what is absolutely certainly true, it's a country that has the world's greatest untapped oil reserves and 15 out of the 17 top minerals, and the country that today has a 2,000,000% inflation rate. Just to give you an idea, comparison-wise, Syria, at the worst period of the war, back in 2014, 2015, were on the verge of collapsing and disappearing as a nation state, you know, attacked by the West, by the United States, by the ISIS terrorists. Their inflation never went over 44%, just to give you an idea how mismanaged Venezuelan economy is. And needless to say, when you have 80% of the people who don't have enough food to put on the table, things are going to happen. And that's what you're seeing right now. And needless to say, the United States, they understand that this is the last, you know, refuge for socialism in Latin America. And they need to get a hold of it for the natural resources, and also because Venezuela strategically and geographically is in the base of the tip of the Caribbean bases. And it's very, very important because, again, we talked about this before, you know, a few shows back, about the international drug trade, which is, you know, the most important trade in the world because it's liquid. Drugs annually move $950 billion in cash. And because the world is in a collapse mode economically, drug money is a very important element for, you know, for the world's financial system. And before, the drugs would go from Colombia via Panama, Latin America, Central America, Mexico, and the United States. This route is too long. There are a lot of, you know, people in the middle you have to pay off. And Mexico is a very difficult terrain. There are too many, you know, gangs there who are fighting each other. And now, you know, Chapo Guzman captured in the United States and convicted a few weeks ago, whether it's last week or a week ago, I can't remember. It makes it so much more costly for whoever it is that moving drugs, you know, through Latin America into the United States to do business. A much shorter route would be Venezuela to the island of Hispaniola, that's Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and from there to New York. And this has always been the preferred route for the Clintons, for example, because back in 1996, and I talk about it in my book, the Shadow Masters, Al Gore held a fundraising campaign for his potential presidential bid. And that fundraiser was attended by principal political parties of the Dominican Republic, and every member at that party had a Nadis number. Nadis is a number given to, you know, big fish, drug trafficking and money laundering. And, you know, also the Dominican Mafia has big chunks of controlling big chunks of New York City, especially the drug routes. They're very difficult to infiltrate because their language, you know, particularity of Dominican Spanish is different from Colombian or Venezuelan or Panamanian or Mexican Spanish. I mean, to a layman, you may not hear the difference, but to people who are fluent, you know, the difference is tremendous. And also, physically, they're very, very different. So infiltrate them, be it the DEA, be it the CIA, or the FBI, it'd be very, very difficult. So again, you know, the preferred routes are Venezuela to the island of Hispaniola, and from there to the United States, and that's a much shorter route. And in fact, Bill Clinton, back in 1993 when he became president, his first phone call wasn't a traditional phone call to the Prime Minister of Canada, but rather he called the President of Colombia to try to get Carlos Lecter, the man who was part of the Pablo Escobar cartel, who was jailed, imprisoned by a George Bush father, try to get him out of prison because Carlos Lecter was at the time the best, the greatest, you know, creator of drug routes in the world. And needless to say, the shorter the drug route, the more money you make. So anyway, summarizing what I said about Venezuela, natural resources are a very, very big part of the push for the United States to get their hands on Venezuela because the economic model, Bretton Woods, based on the context of infinite growth on a finite planet, we have come to the limits of this growth. So you need to get your hands on whatever resources are out there to extend your lease on life, be it another 3 months, 6 months, or a year. And Venezuela is a case in point. Also, as I said, the drug routes. And also, one of the things that are not being talked about in the media is China, because, again, most people don't speak Chinese. They don't understand the hieroglyphs. They don't understand anything about the Chinese culture, and they don't understand that the Americans and the Chinese, they're not at war. Trade war is a hoax. It doesn't exist. What the Americans and the Chinese have done is they've exchanged areas of influence. The Chinese basically handed Venezuela and Latin America to the Americans, thus the Monroe Doctrine, and the Americans have given the Chinese a free hand of the two Koreas. So you're going to have two Koreas merging forces. North and South Korea are going to become one Korea, like the Germans in the late 1980s. North having very, very strong military and also very idealistic about who and what they are, and the South being liberal, meaning good technology, healthy standard of living, and very comfortable standard of living. So these two Koreas merging into one will be a very powerful force. And them working with the Chinese, working with the Russians, and maybe even Mongolians and Japanese, they're already working on this new economics called Northeast Economic Cooperation or Union. I can't remember exactly what it's called. And that's something that we have to understand, and people don't get it. So again, Venezuela is there will be a change of government. Simply is it's unavoidable because, again, too many people are not getting enough food on the table. The economy is zero. Country is completely blocked from access to economic markets. And in the end, all this stuff about Putin coming in there and saving Venezuela, it's all nonsense because Russia is not the Soviet Union. First of all, we're not strong like the Soviet Union was at the time. Second of all, our area of influence is about 500 kilometers beyond our borders. And third of all, unfortunately, we don't have the idealistic and ideological background that the Soviets had. In other words, it's business, nothing but business, nothing personal. So if this make-believe new president, Juan Guaido, who's a Jesuit project, by the way, you know, decides to honor his contracts that Russia had with Maduro, Putin is going to step out of the way and is going to say, no, it's no problem. I mean, he's got to go because he's not paying his bills anyway.
Do you think there's going to be stability there? And is that what everybody wants? They basically want stability for the drug routes.
Well, drug routes is obviously you need stability for that, first of all. Second of all, oil is another thing. Another concern, needless to say, if the country explodes and you're going to have 32 million people escaping to every nook and corner of the continent, destabilizing the whole region, I mean, there's simply not enough money in Latin America to provide for 32 million Venezuelans who are going to be escaping, or whatever, 80% of the 32 million. 25 million people.
We're coming on a break here. Basically, you talked about Korea. You talked about Venezuela. Are we basically seeing the Trilateral Commission kind of in play here about these three zones of economic influence forming right before our eyes?
Not so much so, because Trilateral Commission, Council for Relations, the Bilderbergers, they've lost a lot of their luster. I mean, they're not what they used to be before, because, again, these are liberal banking financial institutions which are now on its deathbed. It's rather the regionalization of business, what we talked about before. You no longer have countries, you're going to have economic regions working together. You know, okay. After the break, I'll explain it to you.
Okay, hold that thought. Very good. Daniel Esselin, English.DanielEsselin.com. The Shadows of the Presidency is his new book. Woo! Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. We're joined by Daniel Estlin. English.danielestlin.com is the website. We have a short segment here. Daniel, why don't you address the connection? Who is Juan Guaido? And the connection, maybe not obvious, but Colombia. Where does Colombia play in all this?
It's a very interesting situation because Duque, Iván Duque, the president of Colombia, he's a product of the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, all these financial Bretton Woods institutions. And Donald Trump, needless to say, is the enemy of these institutions. So Duque has a very difficult task to decide who he's going to be with. He can't be with Trump and with the International Monetary Fund at the same time. They're the, you know, polar opposites. If he plays with Trump, he's going to alienate the International Monetary Fund, because Colombia is bankrupt for all intents and purposes, means that International Monetary Fund, which holds Colombia's debt, could destroy Colombia and get rid of Duque and get somebody else in. If he sides with International Monetary Fund, decide. That said, the United States needs Colombia because it's a staging ground for many different operations. So it's a staging ground to keep in check Panama, because Panama is one of the key areas in Latin America for money laundering and drug trafficking. I mean, Panamanian banks survived thanks to all the drug money laundered through their banks. So, again, it's a marriage made in hell. Duque was with Trump last week, and I watched the press conference. I mean, there's a lot of things unsaid, but if you understand what's behind it, and if you understand the rhetoric, you understand that Trump basically asked Duque to make a decision who he's going to be with. As far as Juan Guaido, that's a very interesting project, because this is a man who just came out and decided to call himself president. Just, you know, think of Nancy Pelosi, okay, because he was a speaker of the National Assembly, like the Senate or the House of Representatives. He just, you know, one day she said, look, I don't like Trump, I'm going to call myself president. And she decides to call herself president. The entire European community in Canada says, yes, she is the president of the United States. That's how stupid and silly it is, so people in America understand. But anyway, Guaido calls himself president. independent. America, Canada, European Union, except Italy, agree with him, side with him, and then he's saying that he's a legitimate president. But Juan Guaido is not a person, just like Donald Trump is not a person. He's a project. If Trump is a project of Black International, then Juan Guaido is the project of the Jesuits. He came up through the Jesuit schools, Jesuit universities. You know, his allegiance is to them. And it's very interesting because, again, what you're seeing right now, because, again, Vatican is the conceptual arm of Black International, and the visible elements of it are Opus Dei and the Jesuits. And, again, Cuba and Fidel Castro, they were the Jesuit projects. Now Fidel Castro is dead, and now we're seeing how the Vatican is vying for control of the territory. So there's a lot of stuff being played out. It's not because, again, the West is not a common front. I explained, I think the last time I was on your show, that whether it's between 1944 and 1991, you had two models, the socialist Soviet and the capitalist West. When the two systems joined forces merged in 1991, the fight became within the capitalist bloc between the financiers, these are the Wall Street people who play numbers on the computer, and the isolationist industrialists, people who actually make something, and their representative is Donald Trump. So what we're seeing right now is the fight within this capitalist isolationist bloc between different forces who are trying to get their hands at Venezuela, which is a very important territory in Latin America.
When you say industrialists versus financiers, if this plays out for Trump in Colombia, if Trump gets his way, what will Colombia, what will Venezuela look like? If the IMF gets their way, what will it look like?
If the IMF gets their way, it's going to look like any other country where IMF got their way. We can talk about any country in Africa. We can talk about Brazil. We can talk about Argentina, where Macri has asked for a $65 billion package. And as a result, and any country in Eastern Europe where you have to eliminate all social programs and you have these draconian laws and regulations, which basically let the majority of the population looking for ways to survive. And because in Latin America, as a continent, about 80% are very, very, very poor. You have a big problem because the push from this 80%, and it doesn't matter in the fact that, you know, Venezuela is a corrupt nation with a lot of people who are not qualified to sell tickets in a zoo, let alone, you know, be president of a country, not only in Venezuela. But the fact of the matter is you still have a large swath of the population, over 80%, who are poor and who need social help and welfare. And this help is going to be unavailable. And it's going to be interesting to see how Brazil and new president is going to deal with it, how Ecuador is going to deal with it, how Argentina not dealing with it. You have massive manifestations and demonstrations. You don't see it on mainstream TV because it's not part of the dialectic, but it's there. And the same things are happening in Colombia and everywhere else. So if the International Monetary Fund wins out, the fight is going to be there, the same as it's in every other nook and corner of the galaxy.
Hold
it's
your thought
there. It's a dying economic model, and the people who are trying to build something new.
Hold your thought. Oh, my gosh. I guess the ringmaster I saw at the circus with my children about a month ago, maybe he should run for president of Venezuela.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You know the nice part? There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. There was no anything. So that's the nice part. There was no phone calls, no nothing. We have a... I won a race. You know why I won the race? Because I was a better candidate than she was and had nothing to do with Russia.
President Trump at the White House, when asked about the Mueller report being released, the president was also asked about New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who was charged with soliciting a prostitute.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
R&B star R. Kelly is being indicted on sex abuse charges out of Cook County, Illinois. Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox says the 52-year-old Kelly faces 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse of minors. A warrant has been issued for Kelly's arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Well, you think Daniel can talk on air? You ought to hear him off air. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'd like to make you aware, please support us over at the Power Mall. We've got some great things. Of course, Wayne Blakely's interview with the C60. Sounds like Daniel's got a little cold. He needs some oregano or something. That's
well,
all.
We've been at minus 50 for the past 2 months. A hellish winter.
I'd have a cold, too, if it's minus 50. Check us out over at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. Please call. I know Jay's been really busy today, but please be persistent. Call. We need your support. We need your purchases. We're not here without you. We don't get a check from the Black International. We don't get a check from the Jesuits.
we get checks from the Vatican.
We don't get any of them. We get checks from you and your purchases and your prayers, and that means so much to us. So thank you very much. ThePowerMall.com got some great sales over there to take advantage of. And you can also get copies of these interviews on CDs to pass out. This is great. They're handsome. 877-817-9829. Okay, Dan, let's switch gears a little bit, but really not, but let's a little bit get into America. Trump, you have really groundbreaking information that you've put forth on this show about Trump, what he is, he's a project. How is he doing in his fight?
Well, he's not losing, but he's not winning. I mean, he's been there for 2 years, and you see all the stuff that's happening, whether it's this Jesse, whatever his last name, and it doesn't matter, whether it's, you know, Kamala or Pamela Harris, whether it's the Pocahontas lady. I don't know their names because they're totally irrelevant. Do you know what I mean? It's all part of what we see in global. It's the fight between two models. One model is on the deathbed liberal banking financier model, which is based on the concept of infinite growth, which has now come to its end, and another model is yet to be born because, again, to create a new economic model, you need time. What we're looking at really is a fight between systems. Let me explain it differently. American credit system versus monetary system. Now, Trump's views of supporting the American credit system are not merely a subject of historical curiosity, although it is, but of a keenest relevance to the present crisis. The world today is run by monetary systems and not by national credit systems. Now, you don't want a monetary system to run the world. You want sovereign nation states to have their own credits, credit systems, which is a system of their own currency. And above all, what you want is productive, non-inflationary credit created by the states, as it's firmly stated, where in the American Constitution. Now, this sound fiscal policy of credit creation by nation states has currently been excluded by the Maastricht Treaty from even being considered as an economic and financial strategy for Europe and the European community. Now, a monetary system is a creation of the financial oligarchy that basically treats humanity like cattle. It is how the elite have operated for century. Oligarchies exist by controlling the coin of the realm. In other words, they control its price and also its availability, thereby controlling the people. They use their money control to manipulate a world. This is the system of empire, the system that Alexander Hamilton challenged when the United States was created and the United States credit system invented. This is how real wealth is created, the production process. Instead of borrowing money from the oligarchs, you create your own money as a sovereign nation and use it to escape from the clutches of the oligarchy. And this is what allowed the United States to resist the continuous attempts of the British Empire to recover the United States as imperial protectorate. So the difference between the monetary and credit system is the principle on which the current oligarchic system is based. And then comes Donald Trump, and he changes the system because what he has done is now he has access and control of the emission center, meaning this little machine that prints money. And because the liberal banking financiers, oligarchs, Wall Street, you know, the financial parasites who play with numbers on the computer and don't produce any wealth whatsoever, because they've lost access to this machine that prints money, in other words, emission center, they're doing everything in their power to get rid of Trump, to dislodge him from his presidential chair, and put anyone else in there. I don't care if it's, you know, a donkey from your local zoo, or one of the, you know, unqualified Democrats, or one of the treacherous unqualified Republicans. They don't care as long as this person works for the liberal banking financier order, which is, again, it's not the Democrats or the Republicans. The Bushes voted for Hillary Clinton, not because they don't like Trump, but because all of these parties, main parties, be it in Canada, be it in the United States, be it in Europe, they're all part of the liberal banking financier order, which has been around since 1941. It's been around earlier, but the last vestiges of it has been since 1944 and the creation of the Bretton Woods economic model.
All right, let me interject the question. You talked about a new economic system. It takes time. Trump is there to kind of bring that in. We've had economists talk about possibly a new gold standard, maybe China's money going to a gold standard, maybe America's. Are we any closer to some kind of new system? Any idea of what that might look like? Is Trump
again,
at any concept?
I talked about it in my book. My book, I started working on it about 2 years ago, actually 3 years ago. It came out in Spain about a year ago and in the United States last July. So, you know, we talked about this before Trump became president, and I told you the last time I was on your show that it's the Dartmouth Conference in Dayton, Ohio, in the 4th to the 5th of November 2014, we basically told the Americans that according to our calculations, the next president of the United States is going to be like someone like Donald Trump. And that was 7 or 8 months before Trump presented himself or announced his candidacy. So we understand something. Now, as far as the models are concerned, there are several options out of the crisis. One is global thermonuclear war. Now, I know you're saying this is crazy, but it's not really that crazy. We're looking at four quadrillion dollar debt. That's 4 and 15 zeros, and in case people are wondering what that number represents. There's absolutely no way in hell you can pay for that, ever, or pay down or get rid of it. The only way is global thermonuclear war, because wars write off debts and responsibilities. So the idea is you have a global thermonuclear war, you kill 4 or 5 billion people, you organize the entire economy on a much smaller scale, and you start again. Okay? There's about 15-20% chance for that. And Mao Zedong, back in 1950, he said, if there is a war and they kill half of the world's population, we are the world's largest
population.
At the time, it was a populous nation. It was 1 billion. Now it's 1.5 billion. So they will survive. Russia will survive, not because of our population base, which is fairly small, 140 million, but because of our immense territory. Europe will disappear. The United States, I don't know what's going to happen. But basically, again, this is one of the ways out of the crisis. Another way out of the crisis, and that's something that Trump would dearly love to see, is a push towards sixth technological advancement, meaning nanobiotics for cognitive, transhumanism, posthumanism, a convergence, and electronic money. Okay, and that's what they're working towards right now. And you could see a lot of that, you know, talk and push towards artificial intelligence. You're seeing it more and more in the media. And one of the other elements that they've been working on with Lockheed Martin is called fusion. So this is quite a possibility between now and one generation from now. And Trump the other day said, I not only do I want 5G, I want 6G. So the technology is there. They're working, they're prototyping it, and they need to make it more scalable. But they're definitely working on it.
Let me interject
right here. For Donald Trump.
Allow me to interject right here. Does that technology scare you? There's a lot of concerns about 5G. Does that option scare you, the technology side?
It scares the hell out of me, but, who are we really? We are nobodies. We're people. We don't really have a say unless we can join forces, and unfortunately, the elite are doing a very good job making sure that, we're split apart by creating this, left-right false dialectic. Yes, it does scare the hell out of me. Yes, it's very, very dangerous, but again, it's the technology that these people have been working on and pushing and trying to make possible. So again, the first option is global thermonuclear war. Second option is nanobiotics for
technology.
That would be one of America's way out of the crisis. And that's something that, in fact, Trump proposed to Putin back in the Helsinki meeting, 6 months ago? I can't remember now. But he basically said, let us have free hand at Iran, and we are going to recognize Crimea. We're going to, make sure that oil goes up to about $100 or $200 a barrel. And luckily, Putin said no, because, again, oil going up to $200 a barrel, short term, it makes sense. But again, Russia stays in the fifth technological developer, which is oil and gas, and America goes to six, which means technologically going to be far advanced, far ahead of Russia. Third option out of the crisis is the separation of areas of influence. America, make America great again, shuts the door. America, the castle, the home, and stays where it is in the United States. China goes to Southeast Asia. Each has their own area of influence. America goes to the U.S. dollar, not petrol, but U.S. dollar. And the Chinese go to yuan and backed up by physical gold. And this is what the Rothschilds are working on with the Chinese, because, again, the Rothschilds and the Chinese are one project. China was able to get their hands on Hong Kong, not because, it was their right according to the 99-year contract, which was signed with the British Empire, but because the Rothschilds are Hong Kong. And there was a deal made behind the scenes, and they just sold it to us. It was a legal agreement between England and China, when, in fact, the Rothschilds had a big part in this. And what the Rothschilds have done is they moved 30,000 metric tons of gold to China, mainland China, and to Taiwan in an effort to get this new project going, meaning yuan backed up by physical gold. Taiwan, by about year 2025, is going to become part of the United China. The Chinese need this. In Europe and the Americas, in the West, people don't understand anything about it, because your time is linear, Gregorian calendar, progress. But the Chinese don't work that way. Their time is
hold
not
that
linear. Exactly.
Hold that thought. We'll finish on the other side. Very good. Oh, my gosh, my mind's blown. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. One more segment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody has a fantastic weekend. Spend time with your family, people that you care about. Continue to build these relationships in a world of chaos, in a world of really titanic shifting plates, seismically, politically, everything, ideologically. Look, you need to be grounded on who you are. You know who you are. You know who we talk about. You're divinely endowed. The Declaration of Independence makes it law. The Bill of Rights protects that in America. That sentiment, that idea can never die if you don't let it die, ladies and gentlemen. So please remember that. Daniel Estulin has been giving just groundbreaking, really good about what is coming. Obviously, the economic system of this just printing money out of nothing, debt creation, it can't work forever. And everybody, even the people who are benefiting from it, are realizing that. three alternatives have been presented by Daniel. One, hey, let's have a global thermonuclear war. Let's kill a big percentage of the people and basically start over.
That's why they love the Middle East, because you have the Jews on the one hand and the Arabs and oil on the other. I mean, you can't think of a better combination.
It's perfect. Secondly, technological advancement, electronic money, the whole thing. Are we going to have some 5G, 6G, cold fusion, some kind of technological advancement that spins us out of this economic malaise? Three, a separation, almost an isolationist situation. Four, you mentioned during the break, maybe some sort of regional systems.
Regionalization of economies, because again, for example, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, and China, there was an initial attempt back in the early 2000s to create this regional economy. It didn't really work out because Brazil is going to be out in South Africa also, and it doesn't make sense to have, you know, this regionalized block made up of all these three countries. But a regionalization of economies work because you can control the economy on a much smaller scale. For a regional economy to work, because again, what they're doing is they're dismantling countries with its systems and creating regional blocks. For a block to work, you need a minimum population base between 300 and 500 million people, which is why, you know, you kind of look at the world. You can say Canada, United States, and Mexico. That'll be one block with the dollar system. Then the rest of Latin America, that'd be, you know, second block with peso, whatever. Europe, Paris, Berlin Axis, Western Europe, and then maybe Central Europe. That's going to be another block. China's going to be a separate block because of its size. India's going to be a separate block. Russia's going to be probably divided into two, into Western Russia with Iran, maybe Turkey, ex-Soviet Turkic-speaking republics, the Balkans, etc., and, you know, far east with Korea's maybe and Japan. And that leaves you with England and the Arab world. Okay, it's very interesting because how do you get the idea for them to create, you know, a regional economy with the golden dinar as the currency? Now, how do you get the Sunnis and Shiites who've been fighting at each other's throats since, you know, the Prophet Muhammad in diapers 1,500 years ago? Well, you have to give them something that they both want, and that something is the head of Israel on the platter. Now, I'm not saying that, okay? I don't want people saying that I'm an anti-Semite. Henry Kissinger said that, somebody who was very well informed back in the year 2012 in an interview in New York Post, and also Jacob Rothschild. They both said the same thing. In 10 years' time, 2020, 2021, Israel is going to disappear. And the plan was going to work, and all, you know, was missing for Hillary Clinton to become president, because she write off, you know, gave a check on the plan. But then she lost and Trump became president. And Trump is not going for that game because with his links with the Jews, because of his daughter's husband and his political family, etc. So they're looking at another option. Now that option was Macron and France, because what England needs after Brexit, after the break, is to have access to a market, because they've lost Europe and they need access to a market. And this is, again, some of the political shenanigans we're seeing right now globally, the dismantling of countries. You can call it dismantling Westphalia, which was created back in 1648, and creating of regional economic blocs. So these are, let's say, the four viable alternatives, although, again, nothing has been decided on because to come up with a new Yalta or new Bretton Woods, you need a lot of time.
We just got a few minutes forward leaving here. How do you think it will play out? What will be the best? What will be the best thing for, let's say, Americans? What will be the best for Americans? The best for Russians? And how do you think it'll play out?
I think the best for Americans is to realize that Russia is not America's enemy, and that Trump and Putin working together can actually save the world from the liberal banking financiers. There's a reason why the liberal banking crowd is doing everything in their power, the deep state, in the financial institutions, Wall Street, the intelligence agencies. They're going out of their way to make sure Trump and Putin don't meet, because if they did, in 5 minutes they can work it out. But there is a problem. Trump and Putin, because they're both alpha males, they have no trouble making, and also right-wing conservatives both, they'll have no trouble coming to a conclusion decision in 5 minutes. But the problem is, if there's no one behind them that they can trust. Putin is surrounded by traitors. We know Trump is surrounded by traitors, whether it's the people within his, you know, inner circle. We can talk about Pompeo if you want, but Pompeo's CIA. And CIA, the intelligence community, is against Donald Trump. We can talk about both. Well, these are the neocons from the age of George W. Bush.
How did he let that happen? Daniel, how in the world did he let that happen, be surrounded by these people?
He has no choice because, again, again, the system itself, since 1944, that's three generations, at every level, you know, whether it's the inner circle, whether it's, you know, the mid-level bureaucracy, whether it's the financial institutions, think tanks, foundations, you know, ratings agencies, they're all controlled by the same people. And these people, their entire business model, shtick, is based on printing a lot of money and redistributing amongst all these other people for controlling of society. Now, if you actually, just to give you a you know, piece of information that probably most people don't know, between 1981, that's Reaganomics, and today, that's 38 years later, if you take out of the equation all the money, the trillions of dollars that they printed, the actual growth globally is 0%. So that means that in the last 38 years, the global economy has not grown not even a tenth of 1%. But we have a $4 quadrillion debt. America is $22 trillion in debt. And again, the question is, and now what are you going to do? And unfortunately, the liberal banking financier, Bill Liberg, Davos crowd, the International Monetary Fund crowd, they don't have an answer. And that's why they're going at Trump's throat, because they need to get their grubby hands on the emission center, meaning this little machine that prints money.
Going to jail. Yeah, my uncle just asked a question. Is anybody going to go to jail?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think right. So. I mean, you know, look at Abrams. He's a case in point. Of all the stuff that happened with Iran-Contra, the only one that actually was convicted, I think was Abrams, may have been someone else. And, you know, look where he is today. He's the chief negotiator in a situation with Venezuela.
It's unbelievable. Gold and silver. What you've told me is gold and silver is going to go up this year. That's what you just told me.
I have no choice because, again, you know, the debasement of the economy is brutal. And, you know, what you're going to invest in? Housing market is collapsing globally. Bonds, derivatives, the stock market, that's all going to hell. So you're left with gold and silver. You know, you can invest in land, but again, if you want cash, make sure you have lots of gold and silver. Physical gold, not paper gold.
Daniel, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm in awe of your analysis and your brain. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you on again. I'll call you next week. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.
God bless. Say hi to your family. Ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic week. From everybody here at the Power Hour, we want you to be happy. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be successful. We want you to be free, just how God made you. Don't forget that. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.